Spirit Radio Podcasts.
Searching for a life partner is one of those big decisions in life, and it can be fraught with so many challenges. We should celebrate differences, but also seek someone who shares our core values. For many people, faith is one of those core values. So what if you meet someone who is at a very different stage of their faith journey than you? On the line to give her thoughts on the question, can a dating relationship work where one person has a much more mature faith than the other? We have Catherine Gray, Director of Christian Dating Service, Heavenly Partners. You are very welcome back to the show, Catherine. How are you?
Very, very lovely to be on the show again, Ren, and I'm very well, thank you. I'm very excited about this topic. I think it's a really, really
it's a good critical one, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, first of all, Catherine, let's paint the picture. You might have person A, who has for many years been committed to following Jesus, prays daily, involved in the church, is active in Christian mission, and on the other hand, you have person B, someone who is, you know, a little more than a cultural faith, maybe having grown up going to a church, but having fallen away maybe from church attendance as an adult, has been in a relationship with someone who has little faith, and it has not worked out. Now, this person realizes that they want to get married to a Christian because they know that there is something in it and wants to marry someone who believes in a lifelong marriage. Can such a marriage work?
Well, I think there are so many factors that make a marriage work or not work. And I think for all the hundreds of people that we all know that have, well, not hundreds, but many people that have got divorced, there are all sorts of factors, whether it's money or a difference in values or a difference in faith or a falling out or an affair. There are so many, many reasons why marriages fail. And certainly, I think marriages might fail if people didn't have the same level of faith, but it's not something I've ever come across, to be quite honest with you.
Okay, so, that's right, yeah. So in a way, I suppose that we could ask the question going from further out, does person B need to be given the time to explore and deepen their faith, maybe?
Absolutely, yes. And I think any proper friendship that is heading towards marriage would involve the person B having more time to explore and deepen their faith, and we see that happening all the time. I've got a couple at the moment who've been going out. One's a very, very keen Christian. She's met this lovely guy who's perfect in every respect, but his faith was very, very different to hers and quite sort of academic and not that keen. But
yeah,
actually over the course of the last 3 months, he has seen the impact that her faith had on her life. He's been so keen on her that he's quite keen to come to church, to go on an Alpha course, and his faith is growing, which is very wonderful.
Actually, you're kind of bringing up the next thing I was going to ask you, which is, you know, so can person A be part of the journey of, you know, maybe sharing the gospel? Or is it the kind of thing that almost, that's something that person needs to go away and say, do that off, of course, on your own and come to some arrangement yourself? Where do you think the balance is there?
I think it's a difficult question to answer because every single person is unique and different. I mean, I went out with a guy who wasn't a Christian. He was very keen on me. He knew I was a Christian. He was very keen to do an Alpha course. So off he went. He loved the Alpha course. Thought it was absolutely fantastic, but didn't want to become a Christian.
Right.
And that really was sort of the beginning of the end of our relationship.
I hear you.
I suppose in terms of you asking, is it person A responsibility to share the gospel with person B? I think sharing the gospel is very, very different to bringing somebody who's perhaps lukewarm and cold in their faith, which is what you describe person B as, bringing them on to a bit more of a keen faith. That's very different to sharing the gospel with somebody who doesn't have a faith at all. We're talking about two very different things here.
Yeah,
but I think definitely person A, or all of our responsibilities, to help other people along on their journey.
So is it risky, do you think, to mix kind of evangelizing and romance in that particular way, you know?
I think that's a tricky question. I think we are all, we all have a role in terms of evangelizing everybody around us. I think when you mix your emotions and evangelism together, it's very difficult to see what's going on. All sorts of things are happening when you're going out with somebody. I don't think it's risky, no, because that's exactly what my friend was doing. She was encouraging this person along in his faith, but she was still clear about what her criteria was and what was important to her in a relationship. So I think it's you have to be careful who you get into a relationship with, and I would caution people to think that they're going to be able to influence somebody who isn't a Christian at all and has no Christian faith, I think, and if they fall in love with them, I think they're on tricky ground there.
Yeah.
But I think if somebody has a faith, as person B did have, they'd be brought up in a Christian faith, then I think that's great news, because we all need each other to help us along in our faith journey.
Yeah, you know, it's funny, you're just reminding me of that famous old quote from St. Paul, not to be unevenly yoked.
And absolutely.
That idea of like two oxen or two horses pulling something together, and if they're not, if they don't have equal strength, then they go kind of off to the left or to the right or whatever. It's such an interesting thing, because I was just thinking as you were speaking there, I'm going, do you know what, it's almost like there's a temptation to want to change the person, and that really isn't love, is it?
I think anybody that thinks they can change somebody else in a marriage is will get to the other side of marriage and realize that people aren't really changeable. We are quite fixed in our character. I think we can rub the edges off each other, and iron sharpening iron, I think that's very, very important. But fundamental character change doesn't happen. Now, that's not to say that somebody can't be converted, because, of course, we believe in the Holy Spirit and the amazing power and things that
things
he has
happen,
over people's
absolutely.
Lives.
Yeah, sure.
I think just going back to your previous point, though, it's a bit like you're talking about oxen not being yoked together.
Yeah.
And I think it's a bit like coals in a fire. If you have a fire and you take one coal out, it does die. And I think that's why the support of a church family and Christian friends and a Christian marriage partner is so important in our lives. It's difficult to do faith on your own. Faith is hard enough on your own, and that's why having somebody that shares your faith and a Christian family around you and Christian friends is so important.
So again, you know, advice for person A, because if person A is kind of very smitten by person B, they could be getting a little bit deluded maybe about what's going on. Do you think they could be protected maybe from making a life decision that might be too influenced by emotion? And if they could be, how would you protect somebody like that?
Well, I think the protection from any situation, I mean, there's been a lot in the news about controlling people, people who control others and coercive control.
Yes, absolutely.
The protection for that, again, whether it's protection for that or protection into getting in a relationship with somebody who doesn't share your faith, or a relationship with any person that might not be right for you, the protection is having close friends and family around you, people you can trust, and people who you've said to, you know, please speak into my life if you think I'm making a wrong step, or I'm being with somebody that you can see is not good for me. Because all of us, when we are emotionally involved, we don't really see the wood for the trees. Our emotions run riot with us, which is a wonderful thing in many ways, but we can make very bad decisions as a result. Whereas people who aren't emotionally involved, and that's our friends, our family, those around us, can say, actually, this isn't the right way to go, or this is the right way to go. You're doing a great thing, and off you go. It's going really well. So I think the protection comes from the people around us who can speak into our lives.
Yeah, that thing that you said, which is the faith community, having people around who really are genuine brothers and sisters who can say, do you know what? Maybe not the best idea for you here.
That's so important. And it's also that community who can support you when you are on your own and you're really keen to meet someone. And that community who can support you and say, you know, keep your chin up. The chances are you will meet somebody. There are avenues of ways of meeting somebody. And when you meet them, we'll be supporting you, and we're praying for you all the way along the journey as well.
So Catherine, to finish then, what final advice would you have for someone who is not sure about dating someone who has a different faith maturity than they do?
Well, if it's a different faith, is that what you mean? A different faith
A different level of faith? A different faith maturity, a different level.
Oh, different faith maturity. Yeah, okay. Yeah. So I would say that if there's somebody that you really like and you think that lots of other things are in place and that you've got a good chance of having a successful relationship, I would say take the relationship very slowly. Don't make any rushed decisions. Talk to your friends and family about it. As ever, keep praying that the Lord will show you the right direction. Keep encouraging them to come to church with you, perhaps to do an Alpha course. Take it gently. There's no great rush. There's no great rush to get married. So just take that friendship quietly, steadily, and make your friends aware of it. Ask them to keep praying for you. But I think if you think everything else is good and they're making steps in the right direction, they're making the right noises, and they seem genuine about wanting to learn more, then I think that's a great thing. And I would encourage Christians to keep going in that friendship until anything changes that gives them signals otherwise. But I would definitely be supporting that.
Brilliant. Catherine Gray, Director of Heavenly Partners, thank you so much for talking to us this morning.
That's absolutely lovely. And could I just say that if people want to get in touch with Heavenly Partners to ask us any sort of questions or how they can meet people, the best thing is to give us a call on 01531 01 800 567 997, or to look at our website, heavenlypartners.ie.
I'll give that again. That's 01, that's a Dublin number, 531 4997, or if you want to visit www.heavenlypartners.ie. Catherine Gay, thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for listening to our Spirit Radio podcast. Don't miss out. Subscribe today. Find out how at spiritradio.ie.